So there's a mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. And clearly, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, it was a mitzvah min HaTorah. The question is, what about Bizman HaZeh? Bizman HaZeh, when we no longer do it in the Beis HaMikdash, we do it the Gvul, and we do it all over Chutz Laaret, we do it in Eretz Yisrael. Does Birkas Kohanim retain its biblical character?
Sorry,
is it only a mitzvah Drabanan today?
How do we know it was? Why should we connect with the Mikdash in the first place?
Yeah, because it talks about Aaron blessing the people in conjunction with Karbanos. That's what we'll get to. Yeah, so that's what we'll get to.
The text. You mean that what we read was it last Shabbos or Shabbos?
I think it was in Shemini. But not so we have the source of Mor Lehem, but in Parashat Shemini, I believe that's where it is. So most poskim assume, we assume that Birkas Kohanim retains its biblical character, but Rav Yaakov Emden disagrees and says Birkas Kohanim is only Drabanan today because we no longer do it in the context of the Karbanos. We don't have Karbanos, and therefore it's only Drabanan.
In Shemone, when you said where's the text that we connected with Korbanos in the first place?
I think it's the Pasuk in Parsha Shemini.
Shemini.
Okay, thank you. So it seems to be like a good taina for Rav Yaakov Emden. So how do we respond to that taina? We who hold Birkas Kohanim is still daraisa. How do we respond? It's true. Aaron did bless the people in conjunction with Karbanos, and since we don't bring Karbanos today, so why do we say it retains its biblical character? Mm-hmm. So perhaps we could give a couple of suggestions. So number one is, we discussed not that long, a couple of weeks ago, when we were discussing Sfiras HaOmer, there's also a similar dispute, or at least there's a dispute, whether Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah min HaTorah Bizman HaZeh, or a mitzvah midrabanan. And everyone agrees it's a pasuk in the Chumash. At one point it was a biblical mitzvah, that's no doubt. The question is, Bizman HaZeh, it seems to be a machlokes rishonim, the Rambam versus Tosfos and other rishonim. And on a simple level, how do people explain the machlokes? The issue is whether Sfiras HaOmer is an independent mitzvah or it's linked to the Karban Omer. Right. If it's linked to the Karban Omer, so then we don't have a Karban Omer, so hence Sfira is lowered to a mitzvah midrabanan. But if Sfira is an independent mitzvah, it has nothing to do with the Karban Omer, except maybe teaching me the Zman HaMitzvah, but there's no direct link, so there's no reason why Sfira should be any different. That's how the simple pshat would be. If you hold it's Daraisa, that means you hold Sfira is independent of the Karban. And if you hold it's Drabanan, it's linked. So the problem is the Shitas HaRambam. We know we could bring a geographical proof from the Rambam. Where the Rambam quotes a halacha tells us about the nature of the halacha. So Sfiras HaOmer, where could have Sfiras HaOmer been brought? It could have been brought in Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Karbanos. So where does the Rambam bring down the laws of Sfiras HaOmer? He brings it down in Hilchas Tamidim U'Masafim. He brings it down in the laws of the Karbanos. So clearly the Rambam is stating there is a link between the mitzvah of Sfira and the mitzvah of Karban Omer. So the problem is the Rambam holds Sfira is Daraisa. So we said the opinion that holds Sfira is Daraisa must hold it's independent. So we have a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam,
yes,
he's pushing and pulling at the same time. How can he say it's Daraisa and still say it's linked to the Karban Omer? So there's a famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik who points out that the Gemara in Psachim, or Gemara in Menachos, I should say, which talks about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, quotes the Machlokes over there, Abaye and Amemar, whether you count days and weeks or just days. The Gemara says it's a Zechu of Mikdash. And according to the way Rashi and most Rishonim learn that Gemara, is everybody agrees Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is a Zechu of Mikdash, is only Drabanan. The Machlokes in the Gemara on whether you count days and weeks or whether you count just days, that's a local Machlokes in terms of how much of a Zechu do you make. The opinion that says you count days and weeks say, mitzvah drabbanan ka'in daraisa tika, we pattern rabbinical mitzvahs after biblical. So it's true it's only rabbinical, but why not do it the same way? And the other opinion is that no, it's enough.
Do you have the alarm? Do you know how to set the alarm?
You set the alarm, so you don't do it.
I do it.
Oh, you do the alarm? I mean, you have to remind me. I did it at one. I haven't done it in a
pound key two.
Pound key two, and then I run. Then I have 30 seconds.
You have a minute to get.
Okay, on. Remember that, Jeff.
Pound key two.
Yeah.
Have
so it's according to Rav Chaim, according to Rav Rishonim, everyone agrees it's Darabanan. It's just a matter of how much of a zecher do you make. Is it enough that you do days and weeks, or days enough? But everyone agrees it's Rabbanan. So comes along Rav Chaim and says,
excuse me, I don't say yeah. Everybody agrees to Rabbanan.
According to Rav Rishonim, everyone,
the Gemara, right.
Obviously, the Rambam doesn't. The
yes,
Rambam,
yes, yes, yes.
If you learn according to Rambam, you could say, Gufa, that is the Machlokes.
I see.
The one who says days and weeks holds it's Daraisa. But I'm saying, according to Rav Rishonim, holds Durabanan, they learned this Gemara that everyone's holding its Durabanan.
So yes.
So the Rambam seems to be going against the Gemara. So if you're a real brisker, it's a shvir Gemara. But so the Rav Chaim says, and no, it's a machlokas hasugyas. We have a machlokas in different Gemaras in general, whether kedushas hamikdash applies bisman hazeh when we no longer have a temple. So we pass the makriv and avobisha and lobayas. That's the shitas harambam that kedushas hamikdash applies even today. You could knock down the building, but ashchina eina betela. But the divine presence does not go away. And the Raiva disagrees. And how far the Raiva disagrees, that's for another time. But the Ravid argues on the Rambam. So the way the Rav Chaim says, this Gemara in Menachos, which says Zechul HaMikdash, that's going according to the opinion and holds, Kedushas HaMikdash is Betewa even today, like the Ravid. But the other Gemaras, and that's the Shitas HaRambam, that say that Kedushas HaMikdash applies even Bizman HaZeh. So therefore, the Rambam is not against the Gemara, it's a Machlokas HaSugyas. So the effort, what's shot in the Rambam, Rav Chaim says as follows, that really when the Beis HaMikdash was up, so you used to do Sfiras HaOmer and you used to do the Karban Omer. When did you do Sfiras HaOmer? The Torah says, Tamimos Tiyena. So we learn out that you start counting Sfir at night. So Sfir, you start at night, you want a full day. And you counted at night with the understanding that tomorrow morning you would bring the Karban Omer. So the Rav Chaim says, we see it was never totally in the physical bringing of the Karban Omer, because you started counting Sfira before. If it was totally on the physical, you would have to wait till you actually brought the Karban Omer. So therefore, Rav Chaim says, so nothing has changed. The Shita Sarabam is, in theory, Bizman HaZeh, one is permitted to bring Karbanos. When you want to bring, you have some technical issues. Your tamei, we don't the big day kahuna, the makam is bayak. But in theory, one can bring karbanas today. So therefore, the Rambam is gushitasan. The Rambam holds sfir som is deraisa. The fact I can't bring a karban, that's a technical difficulty. It's not a fundamental issue. And if I could say sfir is connected to the karban, and I still hold it's deraisa because in theory I could bring karbanas today. So therefore, that's what so you could say that perhaps also, that even though it's true that Aaron HaKohen said Birkas Kohanim in the context of the Karbanos, so just like we're saying in the Rambam, and we believe there is Kedushas HaMikdash, so in theory you could bring a Karban, that's enough.
Okay.
You don't have to actually bring the Karban. Perhaps that's what we hold at Daraisa.
Yes, good.
Or, as I think Rav Soloveitchik said, that we know we have a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chaf Vavam and Beis talks about Tefillah, and we have a Machokas where the Tefillah Keneged the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, or Tefillah Keneged Karbanos. So So the Salvation points this out, that Tefillah Keneged Karbanos isn't just a nice drusha. It's not homiletics. It's a real din. That's what he says. So what's the pshat? When do we say, where do we say Birkas Kohanim? First of all,
We talk about Birkas Kohanim now. We're not talking about, I'm sorry.
We just use Sfira to get to Birkas Kohanim.
Yes.
So where do we do Birkas Kohanim? We do it in our Shmoneh Esrei. Which part of Shmoneh Esrei do we do it in?
Wait a second. Just remind me, we do it on Musaf, don't we?
Do it by the Avoda.
After the...
And I'm talking about... But even in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, they do... Weren't you in Eretz Yisrael recently?
Yes.
They do it by the Ritzeh.
Yes.
They do it in the Avoda. So Rav Salavation says, it's no kasha. We pass in Tefillah Keneged Karbanos. So it's true we don't have Karbanos today. But we dafka do Birkas Kohanim in the context of Tefillah, because Tefillah is Karbanos, and therefore it retains its biblical character. So therefore I agree with Rav Yaakov Emden. You need... In order to be Daraisa, it has to be in the context of Karbanos, but it is. We do it in the Avoda, and Tefillah Keneged Karbanos, and therefore it takes on a Din Daraisa.
Tefillah Keneged Karbanos, isn't that homiletic? I mean...
The Rav is saying it's a real Din Daraisa, and that's why we see, that's why Birkas Kohanim is Daraisa today. We dafka say Birkas Kohanim in the Avoda section, in the Tefillah.
Yes.
To show we want it in the context of the Avoda.
I find that difficult, because Tefillah itself is not Daraisa. At least the Matbea.
No, we are. Well, according to, we're working with the Shitas HaRambam, that Tefillah is Daraisa. But in fact, that's what we discussed on Sunday. Perhaps it's totally on that issue, because in fact, some point out that, I'll give you the background, then I'll tell you what the others point out, that in general there's a Machbea. It's a general machlokas whether tefillah is daraisa or drabanan or not.
Yes.
The Rambam holds tefillah is daraisa, mitzvah zase l'spalo b'chol yom, and the Ramban writes it's only daraisa be'esara. So it seems to be a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. They're so far apart that the Rav Salavashik said no, it's a local machlokas. It's very... He minimizes. He wants to make shalom. Really, everybody agrees. Tefillah is daraisa be'esara.
Yes, that's right.
The question is how you define esara. According to the Ramban, it's a very local definition. Earthquakes, war, this time of need, danger. So that's an esara. That's why this week's parsha, the chatzosaros, you blow the shofars before Muhammad.
Yes.
That's the source. This is actually the Ramban is on this week's parsha. Actually, that's where he is.
Uh-huh.
So the Ramban to Tefillah be'esara is daraisa. The Rambam also holds the ikar of Tefillah is esara. But we all know the human condition. We have daigas every day. We have something to worry about. We have worries, whether it's our health, parnasa, family, whatever it might be. We have daiga, and therefore that's considered esara. It's a local machlokas, how you define esara. But everyone agrees, tefillah is daraisa be esara.
I'll tell you something personal, if I may.
Yes, you
about
may.
About a week ago, I nearly crashed into a cyclist. I didn't see him until the last minute.
You almost, or you did?
I didn't.
You did crash into him?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I needed it. I saw him at the last minute, and I stopped. I just think if I had suppressed, what would have happened to you?
No, something I know happens or doesn't happen all, but same thing, I go to a stop sign, I'm looking, and all of a sudden I start, and there's a guy right in front of me, and somehow he got there without, I don't know how he got there, but...
Yes, okay, I
can have
the same time,
you think
sky,
how that could change your life. I mean, you could definitely change the other person's life, you could kill him, but this, for your own life, just to live with that, and also,
I can't personal.
So, that's the Rambam,
Yes,
so,
okay.
Some people have to take stents out of them. Everyone has their own esaras.
Yes, but I took a stent, so your stent's out of you.
No, perhaps. Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Thursday's my esara.
Okay. I hope your Thursday is your ace refuah,
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. So therefore they point out that, so it might be both. Mm-hmm. The esara, I hope it turns into a refuah.
Yeah, I mean.
So,
yes.
So therefore, they point out that maybe it only makes sense, perhaps, if you're assuming that tefillah is daraisa. So therefore, if you're holy, either both according to the Ramban or Ramban, it's Esar, and that's why someone would point out. That's why, like I was discussing tonight, the Ramah. The Ramah writes, the Minhag Ashkenaz is only to do Birkas Kohanim and Chutzgaritz on Yantiv.
Yes.
So perhaps they want to say Yantiv is like, there's a Ramban that in Parashas Emor, Mikroi Kodesh, perhaps Tefillah is the Daraisa. All our Tefillahs are Daraisa on Shabbos and Yantiv. And some say maybe Yantiv is like an Esar.
So the Ramban.
Yeah, the Ramban writes in Parashas Emor. So therefore, maybe that's the minute. Maybe that's why the minute is to do it on Yantiv.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the Ramban. He says the daily tefillah is not derisive,
right,
except maybe Shabbos.
No, the Ramban generally says tefillah is derisive, only be Esar is derisive.
Yes.
However, even the Ramban says, but based on a pasuk Mikroi Kodesh, any type of public gathering for Torah or for religious purposes, that takes on a din derisive. So the Ramban. Even the Ramban, who would hold it's Darabanan, but he agrees on Shabbos and Yantav, it's Daraisa. So perhaps that's why the Ramah says to do Birkas Kohanim on Yantav, while Tefillah, therefore. But let me point out, even the Ramban, who holds that only Tefillah be'esar is Daraisa, but even he agrees that's the Chiyav. The Chiyav might be Darabanan, but once you daven, he agrees it's a Kiyam in our Torah. Once I'm talking to God and praying, so this it's a machlokas on what is the obligation to Rabbanan. But perhaps once you do it, that's a key. I mean, I'm not talking to God. I'm only talking to God, me Rabbanan. Once you're doing it, it takes on a kiyam, but the chiyam isn't a deraisa, but the kiyam is a deraisa.
That's interesting. The chiyam isn't, but the
kiyam. Yeah, so that's a Rav Salvation. So that's the pshat. So that's the discussion, Bizman Hazeh. But the Birkas Kohanim is Daraisa, Darabanan, and most assume it's Daraisa, I Rav Yaakov Emdin. We don't have Karbanan, it's only Darabanan. That's what we gave, different approaches. Either it's true, it's connected to Karbanas, but we can bring Karbanas in theory, so it would change its biblical status. Mm-hmm. Or if Salavashik, Tefillah connected to Karbanas, we dafka say it in Tefillah, and that could tie in with the Tefillah is Daraisa, and that's the Ramban, about perhaps on Yantav it's Daraisa, so therefore that's when we do the Birkas Kohanim. Nevertheless, that's the way we assume Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah min HaTorah, even Bizman Hazeh.
Sorry, two questions, please.
Okay.
Well, there are more, but this has to be. I'm trying to understand the Ramban. He says it's, in general, it's